Welcome, and thank you for joining us for tonight's Our Daily Bread evening meditation. God has given you this moment to slow down and be still before Him. Now close your eyes and let your head gently sink into your pillow. He is here to receive you, just as you are. As we begin our reflective time tonight, try to get as comfortable as possible. Take some deep, calming breaths. Perhaps today has had its fair share of hard choices and uncertainties. It can be exhausting to work out what to do, which way to turn, what to say or not to say. Come aside now from these demands, not to simply forget them, but to listen to the one who offers you rest and faithful guidance. If the path ahead is unclear or murky, set your mind's eye on your Good Shepherd, because you are not left to walk this path alone. Good Shepherd, thank you for your intimate knowledge of me and the journey that I am on. I ask again for your reassurance tonight that I am on this journey with you, my guide, my defender and my king. My mind wants to fill with questions and worries. Please fill me instead with your presence and your promise to hold me in your right hand through every moment of my life. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Sheep are not famous for their wisdom and clear sense of direction. You can't reason with them, and main roads are dangerous for them. You can't convince them to stick to the safety of the fields. If allowed to, they will wander anywhere. Psalm 23 describes us as sheep. Left to ourselves, we are prone to wander to places that seem good to us, but may actually be dangerous. That's why we need our shepherd to guide us. The psalmist writes that the Good Shepherd always guides me along the right paths. As we listen to Jesus' voice and follow where he leads, we find that he always knows best and will always keep us safe. The responsibility to guide us and keep us on the right paths belongs primarily to our shepherd, not us. We don't have to figure everything out for ourselves. We just need to stay close to him. Open up your hands and let Jesus take hold of you to lead you in the way that he wants you to go. Spend a moment praising him now, because he will lead you along the right paths according to his promises. As we turn to prayer, consciously relax every part of your body, starting at your feet and working your way up. When you get to your eyes, imagine that you can see inside your mind. Switch off any distracting thoughts and close the door on tomorrow's to-do list. Come now into the sanctuary of your heart, where the Lord is waiting to hear your prayers. Breathe deeply, with long, slow exhales. Breathe in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. Let's pray. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Dear Lord Jesus, I praise you because you know the way that I should go. Even in the most minute details, you see the right way ahead. Lord, take my hand, I pray. Lead me along your path. Show me wisdom in my decision making. Give me peace as I walk with you. Make me sensitive to the leading of your spirit. Jesus says in John chapter 14 verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. Let's close with a final prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that you guide me along the right paths. The journey I am on, the questions I am asking, the decisions I am making, I entrust it all to you. May your name be glorified in every situation and on all occasions. Fill my heart with the peace that comes from knowing you are leading me with wisdom and love. Amen.